Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three different phrasal verbs: hang on, hang out, and point out. All three of these phrasal verbs are a little bit different, even though they use some of the same words. So we'll talk about all their different uses and how to use them in the different ways. For all three phrasal verbs, I'll read you three sentences, and then we'll go through an explanation of why that phrasal verb was used that way. Let's go ahead and take a look at our first phrasal verb, hang on. Now, hang on has three different ways that you could use it, so we'll talk about all three. The first way that you could use hang on means to wait just a second. If someone asks you to hang on, they're asking you to be patient or to wait for just a few minutes. Not that long, but just a little bit of time. The second way that we use hang on means to survive or to last a little bit longer. So if something is hanging on, it's lasting or it's surviving, maybe even a little bit longer than you expected it to. It's hanging on. The third way that we use hang on means to grasp or to hold tightly, especially if there's about to be a sudden movement or a sudden change of location. You want to hang on so that you don't fall or so that you don't put yourself in danger. So let's go ahead and take a look at the sentences. Sentence number one. I'm about to be finished with this phone call. Can you hang on just a second? In this situation, one person is on the phone. They're about to be finished with the phone call, maybe just a minute or two longer. They're asking the other person to hang on, to be patient for just another moment or two until they finish with the phone call, and then they can have a conversation. So if you'll just hang on for a moment or two, I'll be finished, and then we can talk. Sentence number two. Shelly hasn't watered these plants in weeks, but they seem to be hanging on just fine. So in this case, Shelly was supposed to be watering her plants, but she hasn't been watering her plants like she should have. Maybe she's either lazy or forgetful, or maybe she went out of town. But in any case, the plants haven't gotten water. But they seem to be hanging on. They seem to be surviving or lasting, even though they haven't gotten that much water. They're hanging on. Sentence number three. The train is about to pull out of the station, so hang on to the railing before we start moving. In this situation, someone's on a train. The train is about to start moving. Sometimes when trains start moving, they sort of jerk or have a sudden start. So they're warning the passengers to hang on to the railing, to grasp on so that they don't fall over or put themselves in danger. Let's talk about the second phrasal verb, hang out. There's a couple different ways that we use hang out as well. The first way that you would use hang out, if something is hanging out, it's sort of coming out. So it's visibly or physically sort of coming out of something. It's hanging out. The other way that we would use hang out is to say that you're spending time together casually. So maybe two friends are hanging out, or a boy and a girl are hanging out. You're spending time with someone else in a social way. So let's talk about these sentences. Sentence number one. Jerry forgot to tuck his shirt all the way in, so the back of it was hanging out of his pants. So men oftentimes like to wear their shirts all the way tucked in, all the way around. In this case, Jerry didn't tuck his shirt in very well. The back of it is hanging out. So hopefully someone will remind him or tell him that his shirt is coming out so that he'll tuck the back of it back into his pants. Sentence number two. Jessica wanted her beach towel to dry overnight, so she hung it out of the window where the breeze would reach it. So in this case, Jessica probably went to the beach, her towel got wet. She wanted to dry it out overnight so that she could probably use it again in the morning. So she hangs the towel out of the window so that the breeze could come by and blow it and dry it out. So she's putting it out of the window. She's hanging it out of the window. Sentence number three. Sarah and Beth were really good friends, and you could always find them hanging out at each other's houses or at the local mall. So in this case, Sarah and Beth are friends. They spend a lot of time together. In this case, they hang out a lot at the mall. They spend time. It's not structured, it's casual. They just want to be together, and so they're hanging out at the mall or at each other's houses. Let's move on to our third phrasal verb, point out. There's two different ways that we could use point out. One is to point out an actual thing, a location or a building or an item. Another way is to point out an idea or a thought. If you point out something, you're bringing it to their mind. You're bringing out the idea. So let's talk about these sentences. Sentence number one. The tour guide pointed out the top of the cathedral, which we could see just over the fence of the garden. So in this case, tour guides are often hired so that they can show you around a certain city or a certain place. In this case, the tour guide was pointing out, sometimes when you point out, you literally point with your finger. He was pointing out the top of the cathedral. He didn't want the members of the tour group to miss it. He wanted them to have that opportunity to see the cathedral. So he pointed it out to them or brought it to their attention so that they could see it. Sentence number two. On the field trip, Mrs. Radcliffe pointed out the lizards that were so green that they almost blended into the scenery. So in this case, the class is on a field trip. Maybe they're at a little zoo or a museum. Mrs. Radcliffe didn't want the students to miss the lizards. They were so green that they almost blended in. So she pointed out the lizards. She brought it to the attention of the students so that they wouldn't miss the opportunity. She wanted them to see the lizards, so she pointed them out. Let's take a look at sentence number three. I would just like to point out that it's been 5 years since we have been on a proper family vacation. So in this case, they're pointing out an idea. He's saying, I would like to point out that we haven't been on a vacation in 5 years. So in this case, maybe he wants them to start thinking about it. He wants them to start planning a vacation since they haven't been in 5 years. He's pointing out that idea so that his family will start to think about it. I hope these explanations have been helpful to you, the three phrasal verbs, hang on, hang out, and point out. Hopefully these sentences gave you a better idea of how to use those phrasal verbs in your own conversations. Hope to talk to you in the future and talk about more phrasal verbs. Thanks.